And so we got to meet an awful lot of guys at a high level in the Department of Agriculture that are in control of this program. And they are very familiar with access control equipments, particularly after we got done educating them, and the limitations and the capabilities of that technology to aid them in saving the public billions of dollars a year. That project went nowhere. The politics at the time were such that they didn't want to solve the problem. In fact, you wonder in the big cities where a lot of the members of various committees are from, if they weren't getting a kickback at times. But so we had a lot of interface with people in Department of Agriculture, as an example. Yet the one we met at that meeting from the Department of Agriculture had a level of knowledge far beyond what these people had, and he had a different attitude. It was an attitude that was almost apolitical, and it was pure technical, and it was very cold. And the questions that would be asked was, how fast can you make them? How fast can you set up a factory to make them? How many can you make in a period of time? How reliable will they be? Are they erasable? Are there any negative aspects of them and when they're implanted in the human body? Will the body reject them? Etc. These are questions that, interestingly enough, none of the bureaucrats ever asked. They assumed that we would have a contract to solve those problems or overcome them.
What do you think is being done with these implants?
I think they've been distributed. I have indications in the military that a lot of our special forces units have been implanted over the last 10 years, if not longer now. And that there are other people that have implanted, such as I mentioned earlier, that we had that lady that had one removed because it was irritating her, and she had her surgeon remove it, and it turned out to be very similar to the technology from 1979 that I had brought to Washington out of Denver.